United States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, yours truly, John Conte, and starring Barry Sullivan. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Conte welcoming you again to the transcribed feature program Guest Star, presented by this station for United States Savings Bonds as a public service. Next year, tens of thousands will be receiving maturity payments on savings bonds they purchased 10 years ago. And I'd like to point out that even more important than the $4 they'll get back for the $3 they invested is the fact that if it were not for the automatic payroll savings plan under which they purchased these bonds, they probably would not have saved at all. So join the payroll savings plan where you work and join it now. Pumpkin and corn husking time in New York. All the color and fun of harvest and fall captured by Harry Sosnick, conducting the Savings Bonds Orchestra in his arrangement of Manhattan's Square Dance. Ah, Harry, that was great. And now for our special guest. This young man has been one of the country's leading screen stars for the past several years, ever since his first starring role, the great John L. His name, Barry Sullivan. And it's with genuine pleasure that we bring him to you now as the star of an amusing little play, Bride and Gloom. We take you to Hollywood for our narrator, Rod O'Connor.
Did you ever tell your fiancé you'd lost a gold mine? Did you ever get all groomed up in white tie and tails to marry the girl and have her stand you up? Then you know exactly how Theodore Teddington III felt as he sat on the back seat of the limousine conversing with Barclay, his valet and chauffeur.
It was very embarrassing, Barclay.
Indeed it was, sir.
I had the ring, the best man, the license, everything.
Everything except the bride, sir.
The bride-to-be sent a telegram. What was that message again?
No. Roses are red, violets are blue. When you lost your gold mine, you lost me, too.
I shouldn't have told her.
A slight mistake, sir.
I shall never look at another girl.
Oh, I wouldn't say that,
sir. I do say it, Barclay. My mind is made up. No other woman shall ever... Barclay, slow down. Look over there, sitting on the steps of that church.
Where, sir?
Ah. It looks like a bride.
It is a bride, sir.
All alone. She looks sad, Barclay, and angry. Do you suppose she's been jilted, too?
It is possible, sir.
Pull over and stop, Barclay.
Yes, sir.
Sound the horn.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I say, is the gentleman late?
Yes, he is. 2 hours late.
Wait here, Barclay. I'll console the young lady.
Yes, sir. Careful, sir.
Embarrassing, isn't it?
I'll say it is. Sitting here in a wedding dress with all these people staring at me.
I know exactly how you feel.
2 hours I've waited. 5 minutes more and then the heck with it.
Absolutely. A man who keeps such a lovely bride waiting deserves what he gets. But don't be angry. You should be glad.
Glad?
Yes. For now you've found out what sort of a person he is. I, too, had a similar experience this very morning.
Oh, is that so?
Mm-hmm. And now I see that it's all for the best.
Hold everything. Here I come.
Look, there he is.
The man who kept you waiting, that man?
Yes. If he thinks he can do that to me.
Wait. Let me handle this.
Oh, hiya, beautiful. I'm a little late.
A little late. Sir, do you realize that you've kept this lovely creature waiting for over 2 hours?
Yes, but my car wouldn't...
Two long, weary hours? Inexcusable.
Hey, Evelyn. Who is this guy?
I don't know, Pete.
Theodore Teddington III is my name, and I demand that you apologize to this young lady at once.
Oh, you do, eh? Well, I'm not going to.
Then you'll have to face the consequences.
Oh, yeah? What consequences? Come on, give me a sample.
You want me to demonstrate?
Mm-hmm. Take a poke at me. See what happens.
Very well. You've been warned. And let that be a lesson to you.
Oh, you knocked him out.
Certainly I knocked him out.
Oh, Pete... Pete, are you hurt?
He deserves no further consideration.
Oh, you big brute. You ruined everything.
Why, you shouldn't marry a man like that any more than I should marry the girl who jilted me. We should marry each other.
Why, the very idea. If you think... Is that a proposal?
It certainly is.
Mrs. Theodore Teddington III. And I'll never, never have another wedding dress as lovely as this. Teddy, it's a deal.
Well, here we are on the church steps again, and this time you are a bride.
Mrs. Theodore Teddington III. And I'm not like your other girl. I don't care if you did lose your gold mine.
Hey, hold on.
Oh, there's Pete again.
Yeah, and this time I'm going to get it.
You got it the other time. Shall I give it to you again?
Oh, wait, Theodore. No, I have a confession to make, Teddy. When you first saw me here, I wasn't waiting to get married.
Oh, no?
No. I'm a photographer's model, and I was waiting to pose for a picture of a bride. Pete is the photographer.
Oh. Well, I, too, have a confession to make. Although Theodore Teddington III is my name, in order not to embarrass my family, I use the cognomen of Slug McGonagall.
The fighter? Well, no wonder you knocked me out.
Yes. And the gold mine I lost was a middleweight championship. But I'm winning it back in a rematch Wednesday night. Here's ringside seats for you and Pete.
Oh, thank you, Theodore. Oh, but wait, where are you going?
Back to training camp. I can't break training, you know. I'll see you after the fight, my dear. Barclay, drive on. Thank you, Barry Sullivan. That was a great performance.
I enjoyed it, Rod, especially the part about being a rich young man. I'd like to play that role in real life.
It would be nice, wouldn't it? But you don't have to be a millionaire, you know, to be financially independent.
That's right, Rod. What you need is the habit of saving regularly in safe, sure investment, like United States savings bonds.
Right you are, Barry. Savings bonds provide a sure way to financial security, protection against emergencies, and they pay that rich return of $4 for every $3 invested at the end of 10 short years.
Mm-hmm. And you know, Rod, when you buy savings bonds, you're not only making an investment in your own future, but you're buying a stake in the greatest country on earth. That's why savings bonds are my favorite way of saving and why I recommend them to all our listeners.
Friends, take Barry Sullivan's advice. Buy savings bonds regularly through the payroll savings plan where you work, or if you're self-employed, through the bond a month plan, a free service of your bank. There's no finer, safer investment in the world.
Thank you, Barry Sullivan. The magic of Gershwin again, interpreted in the distinctive style of Harry Sosnick leading the Savings Bonds Orchestra. The lovely love song, Someone to Watch Over Me. You have been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed savings bonds program presented each week by this station as a public service. Today, our guest was the personable young screen star, Barry Sullivan. Louis Graff directed the play. Others in the cast were Barbara Fuller, Don Morrison, Peter Leeds, and Rod O'Connor. Be sure to join us again next week at this time, friends, when another fine star will be on hand and there'll be more great music from Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra. This is John Conte saying so long till then, and reminding you to save for the future with safe, sure United States savings bonds.